are now listening to the IELTS podcast. Learn from tutors and ex-examiners who are masters of IELTS preparation. Your host, Ben Worthington.
Hello there, IELTS students. In this tutorial, we have another successful IELTS student from the Philippines who recently took the exam and got some pretty amazing results. And she's going to tell us all about it and how she boosted her score and overcame her nerves in especially the speaking exam. So welcome to the interview. Welcome to the podcast, Maria. Could you introduce yourself, please, and tell us in a few words why you're taking the IELTS exam?
Hi, I'm Maria from Manila, Philippines, and currently taking IELTS for I needed it to study in Melbourne, Australia. So I needed to meet the language requirements for the university admissions.
Right. And what specific problems did you have when you were preparing for the IELTS, and what did you need to be solved, basically?
Okay. Especially with my writing, my mind went blank when I started to write the essays. I just didn't know about certain topics, and the same thing happened with the way of my speaking too. So asking me about topics like music and such. And before your program, I was practicing alone without any feedbacks. So I couldn't tell if I was improving or not. And I wanted to feel confident and prepared for the IELTS exam. So I didn't want to take another test, as it's very expensive.
Yeah, it is quite pricey, isn't it? And I know exactly what you mean. I get so many emails with students saying, like, their mind goes blank. They see a topic like renewable energy, or on the exam, it's talking about promises or things like that. And it's like, I've never spoken about promises with somebody before. So yeah, I completely get it. Now, did you try any other options before you started with IELTS podcast?
I considered other courses, but they did not offer any opportunity to improve my way of speaking, mostly just providing tips and tricks. And I think those weren't enough for me, as I needed something more tailored. And I'm worried I wouldn't reach my target score in time with just basic advice. I needed more feedback, and I could not afford the private tutor at this moment.
Yeah, I think the private tutors, they're good. I mean, I said on another tutorial the other day that they're good for motivation, but it costs a lot to sit there with a tutor, you know? And it would work, I think, if they were far cheaper, because I think what's really important, especially for the speaking, is that you can do test after test after test, or you can just speak and speak and speak. And then that's when, in my experience anyway, we start to get some like real improvement. So like, did you have any doubts or concerns before you started? And like, at what point did you notice it was working for you?
Well, I noticed a big improvement in my vocabulary, especially in speaking. So I was more confident, and I saw the words that I was repeating. And also, as I practiced every topic in the simulator, I always had something to say during the exams. So my confidence soared, and I felt prepared for anything on test day.
Excellent. So your confidence soared, and that was because you, just for the listeners, when you take the test simulator exam, you can either click random and it gives you a random topic, or you can go through, which a lot of students are doing, and just methodically work through every single topic. And there is a ton of topics there. And what we're finding is that the students that do work through them methodically, then they're like supremely prepared come exam day. Like any topic, they spoke about it recently, so it's fresh, and they got the report, and they just, yeah, like you said, just the confidence there. just improves. So how did you improve your vocabulary, Maria?
Well, first, I followed the feedbacks and recommendations from the reports that I've read, and I regularly practice new vocabulary in speaking sessions. So I saw my improvement gradually, and I just saw my scores climb steadily after that.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I think that's it's almost motivating when you see like the last test you did and you got maybe 6, and then you took the advice and then you do it again and again and again. And over time, what we see is students, you know, they climb from a 6 to 6.5. And then in some cases, they can jump again to the 7. So how many speaking tests did you do, Maria?
I actually quite did a lot. So I got into a routine of doing at least 3 a day. So wow. As if it was my personal tutor. So I set it to a minimum of 3 tests a day for 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. So you're doing every single day, you did 3 tests for like 14 days. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Good for you. That's a lot. That's quite, it sounds like you're quite motivated. Yeah. So I guess you really wanted to get to Australia, right?
Yes.
Good stuff. And then what happened on your test day?
Well, of course, on my test day, since I had done so many tests before, so I felt calm and prepared during my test day. And I knew I had done everything that I could. I'm not worried. I'm pretty relaxed. And I felt like, okay, I prepared for this. I can do this.
Wow, that's a great like feeling, I guess. No, you just go in there like, I can do this. I love that. I love that. So what results did you get? What's your test scores on the latest exam you did?
I actually scored 7 in listening, reading, writing, and speaking.
My word, so you got 7s all round.
Yes. So I'm actually thrilled with the results. I was not expecting it, but as I know that I did everything that I could, and now I'm going to Melbourne.
Good stuff. Good for you. Good for you, Maria. That's awesome. Now, what would you say to anybody who's just thinking about joining the course?
Well, I could say definitely go for it. And the course and the simulator actually really works. So there's no need for a tutor. The feedback is useful and helpful. So everything is, it will help you gradually increase in speaking and in writing.
Wow, that's amazing. Good stuff. Thank you for that. Thanks. And just for the listeners, the IELTS simulator, what happens is you log on, you join our course, you log on, you can use the course to get new techniques and then actually test the techniques you've just learned. You test them out with the simulator and it simulates a real exam. You see the question and then you can say your answer and it transcribes your answer so you can see it. And you work through, you do part 1, part 2, part 3, just like a normal exam. So it's like you've got your own personal IELTS examiner. And then at the end, you get a very detailed report showing you which vocabulary you're repeating, if you're using complex sentences, how to avoid the repetition. It shows you what level your vocabulary is at. Is it a A2, B1 level, which is roughly, well, B2 is around a 7. Or is it an A1 level, which is around a band 8? So it gives you a very detailed report to help you improve. So, yeah, that's it. That's available at IELTSpodcast.com. So thank you, Maria. Are you excited about Australia?
Yes, I'm excited and I'm thrilled to go to Melbourne.
Beautiful, beautiful, good stuff. Well, thank you very much, Maria, and wishing you a beautiful day and all the best with your IELTS. Not with your IELTS, you've done it now. All the best with Australia. Have a great time and thanks for joining us.
You too. Have a good day.
Cheers.
IELTSPodcast.com.